Faced with another mind-freaking incident, the crew paused and took time to reflect on their situation. Chuckles found a pictogram note with Lady Highhill expressing her love for him, and this gave him the courage to move on. He told Lady Highhill his feelings for her, and the pair performed a ritualistic flirting dance, bobbing heads included. Patches accompanied on the flute. It was a tender scene until Squish shot the Uncle Muddy Skylark. After several unsuccessful judo chops and leg kicks, they were finally able to tame the beast. The crew escaped, only to find out, that Dee Dee and Tawny were missing, and they had been taken captivity by the ghost crew invading the castle. The last test was Patches in a replica of the Kahuna Wave. There, a strange figure in a gray robe questioned Patches on his choices and if he had succeeded in what they had asked. Puzzled, Squish and Chuckles demanded answers, which Patches was slow to give. All he could remember was that he was given a mission to stop Captain Flitz Clyde and steal the ghostly butler. The crew put aside their hurt at Patches' betrayal and fought off the Leviathan from earlier. Now, one final staircase remains, and the crew must face against Captain Flitz Clyde. Will they let their quirky nature divide them, or will they work together to defeat the evil captain? This time, it's for real. So you guys are in the main castle hallway. There is just yet one staircase ahead of you. You have explored all the other doors, and you're good.
What are you saying? You want us to go on the staircase? I feel like that's what you're trying to tell us.
That is not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that you have explored all of the other doors in this hallway. Flashback, you guys are opening up doors in this hallway. And it's just, you guys wised up and you're not running into the door before slamming it shut now. So you're just like opening it and sticking your head in. And it's just random scenes from your past. Like there's one of you guys in the city of Duskoval. There's one of you in the junk fort. But you're like, you know what? We're not going to deal with this today. We've all been mind freaked. You've all had your mind freaked.
Yeah, I think we had three straight sessions of being mind freaked.
Yeah, it was three mind freakers in a row.
Okay, so we need to stop the captain from getting the harp.
He's got the harp.
He's got the harp.
Oh, fuck. So- and we just have to stop him from getting speakers.
You built him speakers.
This guy is cunning. He has tricked us, and he is definitely... He's definitely, befuddled us.
Well, we have to stop him from learning how to play the ukulele or harp.
No, he knows how to do both those things.
He's not very good at the harp, the ukulele, though.
So. He's good now. Can't you hear him playing?
You hear the haunting strumming of a lute. No, you hear like him plucking these strings, and you just barely can hear it. Like it's just above the wind. You just hear like this, like. Haunting melody, but you also hear like the distant screams of like people are engaged in fighting and conflict. The screams are getting quieter and quieter, though. There's fewer of them. You've been able to hear them for a while now, and they're starting to fade. But you do also hear what sounds like footprint, like a lot of footsteps, kind of in the castle below you. So just like you know. A bunch of people marching through.
So we probably should get to the top of the tower real quick.
Do you think they're coming after us?
No, they're coming up to the tower. We need to get going to the top of the tower.
Oh, so then we're going to ambush them.
Yeah.
And he gets up here.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. It's got not as many distractions as we like to have, but
ambush him with what? A nut punch? How do you ambush someone with a nut punch? That was our plan. It was just to nut punch them all at the same time.
We'll find out. We don't know what we're working with up at the top of the tower. We got to go up there and hide or something. That's my plan. I'm going to go up there and hide. And
you don't say.
Yeah. And that, now I was going to figure it out afterwards, like we always do. So, gentlemen, I am going to go up to the top of this tower, save the world, and get a nice ship and maybe a nice nap after.
Chuckles.
That's me.
You built those speakers, for Chuckles. Right?
Yeah.
So do you know how to ruin them?
Oh, I can ruin anything.
Did you happen to install a kill switch or maybe like, you know, something that...
It turns out one of the speakers explodes. The other speaker is really, really good. And I'm not sure which one is which and both of them might explode or both of them might be okay. It's really a crapshoot.
Is this canon now?
No, they're
no. Explosive. The speakers are not a cannon.
Speakers are not a cannon. Yeah.
Speakers are not a cannon, but I like that. 50-50, one of these speakers can explode.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's going to blow up in our faces, you know, more literally than probably, I would like at some point.
Probably literally.
Okay.
Well, all right. Yeah, had, I guess you just had to bring it up.
I just, you know, sometimes I know what I'm doing. Sometimes shit blows up. And that's the life of an inventor.
I'm starting to think you're not a very good tinkerer.
He's an inventor. Oh,
I will tinker right now. You want me to tinker right now? I will do it.
Yeah, tinker me something right now.
Oh, he's going to pee.
Tinker me a way out of this.
Gentlemen, we have to go up to the top of this tower.
You keep saying that. We don't have to do anything. Let's just stay here. It's nice and safe here.
He's going not when he starts using your speakers to harp his way over the world.
And aren't they going to walk right by us?
Yeah, we have to go.
Oh, they're going to walk by us. Oh, this is only the hallway to the top.
I'm walking away. I am pulling rank here.
You have no rank, but I will follow you anyway.
I am head co-captain.
That's not how co-captains work.
Patches storms up the... do you storm or you just walk, Patches?
I'm like stormily walkling.
Okay. Storms up the stairs. Chuckles, you said you're following. Squish, you're following too?
Yeah, I'll follow.
Yeah, this is my life.
You guys start going up, and it's a very tight medieval type staircase, right? Where it's a very small stone staircase and you're kind of just constantly turning up in this spiral. And, you know, Patches, you start off really strong at first, just like storming up there, you know, arms swinging. But you get about, I don't know, 3 or 4 flights up and you start getting a little panted. It's a lot of steps. And about half, what you can determine is about halfway up, because again, there's non-Euclidean geometry here. You come to a little landing, and I don't have a picture, unfortunately, but you do find this basically just this kind of pop-up cart with this just little old lady sitting in it, standing in it. She's just a wrinkled old human, not demon. It's a wrinkled old human. And her cart is kind of like a lemonade stand where it's just like this wooden facade she's just sitting at. And she goes, "Oh, you guys thirsty? You want some lemonade?"
Or is it some kind of trick lady? What are you doing here? How come they haven't eaten you yet?
Who's eating me?
You're on Teacheros. Right? We're on Teacheros, I think.
Who are you?
Well, yeah, it's a long staircase. People get tired going up of it. And I thought, you know what, Mariel? You know what this staircase needs?
Did you say Mariel?
Needs a lemonade stand. That's my name. It needs a lemonade stand. Hi, Mariel.
I'm Juckles. The D is silent. Juckles. Also, it starts with D.
It's a lot. It's a long name. Anyway, I said Mariel. Lemonade stand. Be perfect. For this place. And you know, I get a lot of business. A lot of people go up and down this tower.
What do people usually go up this tower for?
Lemonade.
Oh, it's like it's the tallest part of the castle. You know, it's got some great vistas, perfect acoustics too. The back end is all curved real nice. When they ring the bells up, you can hear it for miles. Beautiful. A lot of people go up there. Not today. I haven't seen so many, but you are my first customers.
It's too beautiful.
We haven't bought anything yet.
Can customers. I have a lemonade to go?
That's right. You want my lemonade to go?
Yeah. Not if it doesn't have alcohol.
Of course
alcohol
it's to go.
It.
Do you see any chairs? I don't. It's not a dining option here.
All right.
It's not a bistro?
One lemonade.
You know what? I'm thinking to myself, Squish, you know what this stairwell needs? A bistro that serves lemonade. You're out of business, Mariel. I hope you're happy.
Are you threatening her? I haven't even got my drink yet, dude.
Okay.
Muriel's not very, you know, she's rather nonplussed by your comments, Squish. She disappears. She kind of like, you see her like jump down off of this box. She's a very short, elderly woman, very wrinkled. And she like, you kind of hear her rummage around her cart for a second. When she comes back, she has a little Dixie cup filled with lemonade. She just, she's about to hand it to you, Patch. And she's like, oh, silly me. Half a crown.
What's a crown?
She kind of blinks at you. She goes, it's the currency of this island.
Oh, do we have crowns out of character?
No, you only have coins.
Well, Muriel, would it surprise you to know that we don't have any money?
No money.
I have coins.
Well, that would surprise me.
Well, it's true. Unfortunately, we have coin. We have no crowns.
How much crown do you think is to a coin, if you just wanted to throw out an estimate?
Is an estimate probably 200 crowns to every coin, something like that, maybe 300?
Yeah, I think we should split it down the middle, 250.
Yeah, 250. That sounds good.
250 crowns. Do you think you could take your coin and divide it into 1/250th sections?
No, we'll give you a half of a coin.
You'll give me half of a coin? Well, do you know how much lemonade that could buy?
Yes. We're feeling generous today.
You put me out of business.
Keep the change.
If you're all willing to spend half a coin, if you're willing to spend half a coin for one cup of lemonade, I will consider myself a very happy person.
All right. We'll give you the whole coin if you can do something for me.
Oh. Yeah, what?
You're going to see this big, big guy walk up with a red frock coat.
Very handsome. Very smelly.
Okay, I don't know why that was added in.
Because she's gonna need to know who this person is.
I didn't it would help. Found him so handsome.
He's very handsome and very smelly.
Okay.
Okay, just giving her more clues. You will know him by his smell.
Can you give him a lemonade on this? And can I do a flashback? Okay, so when we were in the kitchen mind freak room, is it possible that I saw something that I knew the captain was allergic to?
Radishes. No.
How would you know what he was allergic to?
Because I've cooked for him. Sure, I've asked him before if he's allergic to anything.
That seems like.
And if you want, you can. Yeah, go ahead.
Rutabagas are famous. Yeah, they're famously poisonous to captains.
Famously. I'm going to say that in the kitchen, you probably did see some sort of like foul, like toxins and poisons and stuff. I'm not going to go so far as to say like we've had this conversation about him having allergies. But if you want to see something like that was very clearly like poisonous and you nipped a little bit of it, I'd be fine with that.
OK, that's what I'll do then.
Sure.
Then flash forward to the Muriel. I go.
Yeah.
When you see him, put this into his lemonade and say his lemonade's on the house. He'll go crazy for this.
Will he though?
He'll go crazy for lemonade?
Well, yeah. For the additive.
Oh, I see. You're lying to her.
Thank you for saying that out loud.
Oops. I mean, he's not lying to you.
That made it better.
This is a very strange trap.
Did you say he had a big red bushy beard? Big red beard or big black beard?
It's a beard. Indeterminate color.
It's a beard?
No, I said a handsome beard. Big red frock.
Oh, red frock coat.
Yes.
What's frocked?
It's a good question. I don't know either.
It's a very fine material that keeps you warm at night.
Frock?
Oh.
Frock, yeah. I'm wearing gray frock.
Wee. Yeah, so like his, but red.
You said I'd know him by his smell.
Yes.
Someone said that.
I said that.
It was a very bad smell.
Yeah, it's like a old man BO smell.
Oh, dearies. I think I've already seen him.
What?
We need to go.
What do you mean you already seen him? Where did he go?
Well, he rushed up here, and I tried the lemonade trick, but you know, kind of just blew me off.
I drink the lemonade and run.
All right. Well, smell you later, Muriel.
Thanks.
Bye.
That lemonade give me any kind of enhancements?
Tire.
Or gas.
Or Chuckles.
Yes.
Do you remember when you were trying to get that wire and you bit the coin in like an eighth?
Yeah. And I think it was eighths. Yeah. And then I was trying to pass the rest of it, I think.
Yeah. Give that to her. Give her the eighth.
The one that I've passed through my intestinal system?
Yes.
Presumably through my butthole.
Yes. Pay for the lemonade with that.
Oh, okay. Well, is that in my inventory?
You have a eighth of a coin inventory, but yeah, you do. Sure, why not? It's like an eighth of a coin. Like, it's a piece of metal more at this point, honestly.
I flick it to her, like Mean Joe Green.
You flick it to her, and she takes a bite of it. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Eats it.
Oh, boy.
She goes, "Whoa. Do y'all want a glass of lemonade?"
No, I'm good. And then I run off after it patches.
All right, I'll take your lemonade.
Chuckles, she hands you a lemonade. Patches, you took one?
Yeah, I took it and ran.
You took it and ran? Have you drank?
Yeah, I chugged it and ran.
All right. Cool. So you continue up to the top of the tower. Let's take a look at the top of the tower. Huh. So when you get to the top of the tower, it is a round tower. It overlooks the city of Tichiro. So you can see out in the distance, you can see the castle grounds that you've walked through. You can see a kind of village below. You can see the port with all the shopping center was with all the markets and all the carts. And then out in the distance, you can see the Bay of Tichiros. And it's just this large bay that kind of seems like it almost like funnels into this one point. And behind you is a curved wall.
Oh, that is fancy.
Yes. So you out of this central.
Is this from
Mist? Yeah, you come out of this. I honestly just took this from the internet. Shame on me. I don't know what this is from.
Wow.
I think it's someone's 3D renderings of something.
Looks like Mist.
Anyway, you open the doors and you walk out. Yes, it's a curved balcony that you can see out into the bay. And at the very edge of the balcony, overlooking the edge, is the captain himself. And I just added there. And so the captain is overlooking the edge. You can see that he's got the harp slinged onto his back. He is alone. And with the exception of Tawny and Dee, who he kind of has in either hand, kind of like at their scruff, like holding him, like Dee he has off the ground. Tawny, he's just holding real close. And he's looking over the edge and he goes, "Ugh, breathe it in, boys. That's that fine Tichiros weather."
Yar. Great weather. Listen, this whole harp thing, I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, I know what you think, and I don't care what you think. You know, I've spent so much of my life trying to get here to this moment right now. My first crew, well, I had to kill them, make them the ghost for my second crew. My second crew mutinied me, and it took me a long time to get my revenge on them. And
hey, you mutinied on them, crew, didn't which...
you? Hello. Bridget, can I have a flashback?
Yeah.
Can I have instructed Neelix to go and try to get the harp off of him, like, if he can?
So, as you're walking up the steps, this is what...
Yeah.
You did? Okay, yeah. So, what did you... So, you're going up the steps, and you have a moment where you pop off your bottle.
Yeah.
You pop off the cork of the bottle, and Neelix comes out.
Neelix.
And Neelix is still in his, he's now in kind of like a 50s ball gown at this point. He's moved on from his
incognito mode. I like it.
Yeah, incognito mode.
Neelix.
He's moved on from his Marie Antoinette look.
This is your most important mission to date. I need you to steal the Black Harp.
What? Steal the harp, sir?
We're going to try to distract the captain. Because all of our plans deal with distractions. But this time, we're the distraction.
Can you dress up as a female harp?
He briefly shimmers into the shape of a harp with, like, a female head. Like, almost like those ships, uh-huh. You know? But the head female.
I need you to go more spy. Like, you know, do you have a spy outfit? Can you look like Black Widow?
The spider, sir?
Never mind.
I can't make myself that's
never mind. Just put on your best black dress and go spot and try to sneak up on him.
If you want to.
Okay.
If you want to. We're pals now. You know,
You're gonna have to cause quite a distraction, sir. I'm pretty sure he's going to keep on to that harp with everything he's got.
Well, just wait for the right moment. You'll know. Okay. I'll give you a signal.
All right.
Right. End of flashback.
Okay. End of flashback. The captain says, you know, so then my second crew mutinied, and then my third crew. I thought, I'll go for the ragamuffins, the outcasts, the little guys, the little dogs, and it turns out
what happened to them?
Too. It's you.
No.
Now, you know what they say, you know, maybe if all your crews are mutinying on you, maybe it's you.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, well,
also,
I
hand over the harp.
I need to do. Well, unfortunately, I'm not really interested in self-reflection. On the other hand, and he kind of gives his fingers a snap, and three ghosts appear behind him. These are ghosts, and they have kind of like a weird, they kind of shimmer in and out of shape. They're kind of green glowy mists, and then they kind of like hit their sort of peak. There's three ghosts. There's one of them. He looks like a little, like, Victorian child, like kind of dusty too. You know, he's got like a lot of dust and dirt on his face. He kind of like a little pig pen. Like a little chimney sweep guy. There's another one. It's clearly a drunken guy. He's kind of like swaying, almost like Johnny Depp swaying with a bottle in his hand. And he's like, you can hear that he's kind of slurring, but as a ghost, he doesn't really make much noise. And then there's one that's standing behind him. That's just like a rather intimidating guy with his arms crossed, just like. But they're all green and ghastly and ghostly, and they're all staring at you. And he goes, I've decided I need to stick with the ghost crew. I used to think, well, people could be better than ghosts. But I've decided no more. Straight ghost crew. Take over the world. Tired of this nonsense.
And so are you a ghost?
Am I a ghost? Yeah. Have we not performed the flesh test? No, I am not a ghost.
He doesn't smell like a ghost.
Like a fart.
And what happened when you turned into that demon at the mansion back there?
I have anger issues, and I am able to summon ghosts.
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't think he turned into a demon. No. I think he just got pissed off.
As he yells, no, the Victorian ghost and the drunk ghost both each grab Dee Dee and Tawny, respectively. So the little Victorian one grabs Tawny. The drunk one grabs Dee Dee.
No.
And they kind of are holding them on their side, and he goes, it's been fun. It's been a blast. But at this point, I'm tired of ye, and I just want to rule the world. So if you don't mind, I'm going to toss your friends overboard. And, well, here it goes.
No.
And he unflings the harp over his arm.
I pull out my gun.
You pull out your gun.
And I aim it at the drunk ghost.
Who has Dee Dee?
Yes.
Okay. What are the other two? What are the other two doing before we start this combat?
Yelling.
No! Okay. No! Please, take Tawny!
Take Tawny. Okay. So, Squish, if you want to go ahead and aim to your hunt.
Nice.
Let me get my points all.
Was this your music, Bridget?
No. I put this on.
No.
You're man. You're magnificent.
Okay. Squish, you lower your gun. Walk me through shooting at this ghost.
I'm going to shoot it, like, in the center mass, is to create, like, a lot of damage to get the ghost to drop DD. Just in any way, shape, or form.
That's not... One second. So you aim your gun at this ghost, and you pop him right in the chest. The good news is that he's hit, and he staggers back, but he doesn't lose his grip on Dee Dee. I'm just going to stick her right over here at this so we can keep track. Tawny is grabbed even harder, and he's kind of pulled towards the edge, and he is... he's pulled towards the edge of the balcony. The captain is going to take a step forward. So his plan, just so we're all clear, he needs to get close enough so that when he plays his harp, the acoustics of the place radiate out. So he needs to approach where you're standing. So he's going to walk towards you. And then there's this third ghost here. He's seen you try to shoot the other ghost, Squish, so this big, intimidating one, he's going to kind of float and closer to you. He's approaching you to start engaging you in combat. Patches, Chuckles, do you want to make an action before we move on?
Who's? Oh. Go ahead, Patch. Chuckles.
Well, I am going to... Okay. I see shapes on here. These must be speakers. And it's right behind the captain.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. We completely forgot. He does have his speakers attached to him. There's just an immense amount of cord as well.
So he's got a lot of mobility.
He's got a lot of mobility. Mobility is not an issue. But yes, he does have the speakers. And they are kind of set up on like either side of where you are standing. So he's like set these speakers up beforehand, but he needs to get closer to strum.
So I guess it would be unreasonable to just run at the speakers.
No, I think you can absolutely do that.
You're not going to try to save Tawny?
Who?
No, that answers that.
I don't have a gun.
Well, you can, okay. You what, do you.
What can I do?
I don't know. Just
okay.
So you run over to where these speakers are, because they're on either side. I'm going to say you run to the one closest to you, which we're going to say is on the right-hand side.
Okay.
What are you going to do with these speaks?
Oh, I imagine I'm running at the speakers and I slide in front of them. I'm going to go like to the back and see what I can see. I mean, are we really doing the thing where they might blow up?
That was your call, bud.
I think you're smart enough to know which one might blow up and which one might not. You did make these. You did kind of do a rush. So I'm going to say in your case, you can tell if these things are going to blow up or not. But nobody else will.
Okay.
So you can tell. Yeah.
I'd like to inspect them, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Roll your study.
I'm sure.
Or maybe your tinker too, whichever one you want, because you did make these.
If you're ever going to give me an option to roll tinker, I'm going to do it.
All right.
Partial success.
You are. All right. Cool. Hold on. I'm just gonna do. Hold on. Okay, you recognize that this is the one rigged to blow. You can tell that it is definitely will blow up on you if you mess with it too much.
Oh, I see. Okay. But it's not going to blow up if it's being used.
No, I see. Yeah. Like if you try messing with it, if anybody tries like running at it or, you know, stomping on it, wrecking it, whatever, it will blow up. But just in its normal function of being a speaker, it will not blow up.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like you don't remember what kind of bomb you built and you're like, oh, that's what it was.
That's what. No, I just work kind of fast and I'm not really paying a whole lot of attention. And so
you did. You really, when you did make these, it was kind of like a crunch thing you were trying to do to like appease the captain before he got too mad.
Right. Yeah, because I got like 3/4 of the way through and then he said, well, actually, I need it now. I was like, oh, shit. And then I had to finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to get this explosive device in there really quick. Ah, fuck. I just put the one in.
Well, no, I mean, that's part of it a little bit just because that's what I built stuff out of, things that can explode. But I mean, like all sorts of things can explode if you like do it wrong.
Speakers?
Usually not.
Yes.
Because usually, well, I mean, like an amplifier could blow up for sure.
Turns out I made a speaker amp.
Yeah. It has to be an amp because you have to get power from somewhere.
There we go. All right. So you're going to go expect this speaker. You've realized that this is the one closest to you is the one that is going to explode. Patches, what are you doing?
I need a survey of the land. Where is Tawny and Dee Dee? What are they being tossed over?
Yes. So Dee Dee is being held by a ghost, which has been shot by Squish. The ghost has not fallen. He has not weakened his grip on Dee Dee, but he hasn't tried to toss him or her over the edge. Tawny is being held by a second ghost, the drunk ghost.
Is he going to be tossed?
Yes, he's being pushed over towards the edge.
All right. I'm going to whip my electro train at him.
At the ghost?
Yeah, the one throwing Tawny.
roll your finesse.
Oh, I missed. Turns out I have not used this chain in a long time.
You miss wildly. You throw it and it just like completely biffs this guy, like just completely misses him. And now he eyes the chain hook and he eyes or the lightning hook and he knows what it is. He is a ghost. He's seen these materials before. Maybe the captain's used them on him and he like turns and look at you and he goes, this is the drunk ghost.
Yeah. I turns out I drunk for him some too.
Whiskey. Rah!
He continues to pull Tawny ever closer to the edge. So now Squish, you do have a ghost, one of the free ghosts that has, he's coming, he's charging at you. You have time before he arrives. What's your next step?
I'm going to shoot at the one holding Dee Dee again.
Okay.
Ghosts are susceptible to gunfire.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't know that? That's why.
How many ghosts? And this is the first time you ask.
I don't think you've ever shot a ghost.
A lot of people know that when a paranormal investigator is going, they're fully armed.
And then I'm going to push myself too.
Oh, that's right. I'm soft.
Yeah.
You have something too from pushing yourself too much. Oh yeah, reckless. Well, that's nothing different.
Did you know you can pick up those dice and move them? I didn't mean to, but I did by accident.
Oh. Did you change the 2 to a 6?
No, it's definitely still a 6 on here. You got 1 6.
Yeah.
So you shoot at this ghost. It drops Dee Dee. I mean, like, let's go of his grip on Dee Dee. She lands and she comes running, sprinting towards you. And the other ghost is kind of like staggered a little bit, where it's like stepping back, like it didn't expect to be shot. And this is the little orphan one that has Dee Dee.
I got to shoot a little orphan ghost.
It's this strange, like, little orphan. It's just like,
But I'd like little to mind meld with Didi to tell her to go attack the ghost that's got Donnie.
Okay. Make sure we'll do that on your next maneuver or roll. Patches, Chuckles, anything?
Chuckles, your turn.
I don't know. I know that, I know the thing about the speakers. I guess I'll run back away from the speakers to,
why don't you go help Tommy? You liked him.
Not
you personally. I think Chuckles liked him.
Yeah, okay. I guess I could go over there and...
I'm just throwing out ideas.
Wag my finger at the ghost.
Why don't you...
Why don't you go save our intern?
Attach the lightning hook to him.
Because I don't have a lightning hook.
Just grab the one I missed. It's kind of like it's just hanging over there. Just go over and grab it and throw it at him.
So he dropped it?
I mean, I didn't drop it.
Yeah, he threw it. It's like when you throw it and it didn't quite make it, you know? Because it's a hook on a chain. He throws the hook and it's on this chain.
I thought it's like a fishing rod. Well, he threw it and he missed.
Yeah, kind of.
Right, but it's still attached to something.
Oh, so
it's
I gotta grab the hook and then just put it on the ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Why not? This is sure. Pokemon.
Okay. Let's see your finesse. Yeah. See how well you pick that up. Because it's going to be probably like one motion where you run, you pick this up, and then you go to like hook him.
Yeah.
In it. So it's going to look really cool.
And hopefully.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Oh, you finessed that thing better than I could.
Wow. I bet I got Tawny right in the neck.
No,
you're
really
not
doing it to Tawny.
Oh, I'm not?
No, it's for the ghost.
Oh, right. No, I knew that. That's what I was aiming for.
Yeah, so you pick up this... you pick up the hook, and you throw it, like, eyes closed, just like... toss it at the ghost, and it lands right in his neck. And I'm going to have you have this moment where you're like, ah, I missed.
Oh, no. I mean, good. Reel them in.
Reel them in.
Is that what you do?
All right.
Is that how this works? I know you've used your electro hook, but I don't know if you've ever actually used it to catch a ghost, which is what they're supposed to be for, I think.
Not a lot of ghosts out here.
There's ghosts everywhere.
So, just reading it, it says it's a two-handed, connected, suitable for grappling a spirit and dragging it into a spirit bottle.
All right. So, fishing mini game.
All right, guys.
All right.
I don't have a spirit bottle that's open.
Well, why don't you just dump? Yeah, just dump one out. Let him make him free.
Yeah, that's true. You did tell Neelix to go hide. So I'm assuming he's not hiding in his bottle, correct?
Yeah, but I don't want to use up his bottle. I need this bottle for Neelix. This is very important to my character.
So you have the ghost on the hook.
Yeah.
What are you doing next?
Can I swing him at the other ghost? Like kind of like I'm gonna sort of like a dog pile.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we just caught him. Let's set him free. I'm the other ghost.
No, I'm gonna throw him at the other ghost. Haven't you ever hooked a fish and thrown it at another fish?
Which ghost are you gonna throw him at? There's one that has that stumbled after it let go of Didi, and there's one now that is approaching Squish.
The one approaching Squish.
Okay. So just so everyone's clear, you've hooked this one that is diagonally to you. You're going to pull him back and hope that he runs into the ghost that is attacking Squish.
Yeah.
All right.
Finesse it. Finesse. Oh.
Things go bad.
The ghost.
Note to
the ghost takes, like, you go to pull him, and he reaches around and grabs onto the other end and pulls it and grabs you instead. like pulls you forward instead, you're going to stumble a little bit. And now you're going to be directly in front of the ghost you were trying to hit, who has now decided to turn its attention to you.
Good. He's a piece of shit. I'll fucking fuck his shit up.
But Tawny is free.
The captain. But Tawny is. Well, yes, Tawny is free. The other ghost has been forced away at some level. The captain's going to take another step forward here. There we go. The ghost that was originally going to fight Squish has now decided it's going to attack you, Patches, instead. Let's see. Just making sure there's nothing here that keeps you from having to fight a ghost.
Fuck his shit up.
Yeah, so he's going to try and grapple with you. He can't sense. He just sees you. You're a person. That he can physically attack. So he goes to try to like throttle you, to strangle you. If you want to roll a resistance roll, I'm going to have you roll your prowess.
Prowess.
So it's resistance prowess, because you're now going to be in a one-on-one kind of fight with him.
Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at something.
You're able, tell me how you avoid his attack. He's coming at you, about to strangle you.
I do a barrel roll. And like,
you do a barrel roll?
Yeah, I do a barrel roll. And, I dodge it that way. And, and then, is it doing anything right now? Like,
I mean, it's attached to this ghost that's kind of kitty corner of you, the one that had Tawny.
Can I get a hard yank and see if it like comes in and does anything?
Well, so when it pulled you, I'm going to say that you dropped it, because otherwise, you know, you had to be engaged. I will say that you're able to get kind of on the other side of this ghost.
Do I have a sword still? I don't even remember if I had a sword in my inventory. I don't think I do.
You got a rapier.
Oh, I got a rapier? Oh, I'm whipping out my rapier. Yeah. I didn't know I had a rapier still.
I don't know. Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I swear I did at one point.
I thought you did, but it's not. I don't see it in your loadout. All items. Pleasure. You have pleasure. Why do you have pleasure in your items?
I just know how to have a good time, man.
And the Dagger Isles and Whisper.
What does that even mean?
These just must be.
Oops, I had the wrong one.
Yeah, I don't see right here.
I did. All right, well.
Well, check your notes.
You want it? Yeah. You might have one.
Why do you even have those notes?
I mean, you can just.
Why have these notes?
If you want a flashback and say you have one.
Yeah, you can just flashback and say you pulled it in your loadout.
You just say you made it up.
All right, I made it up.
Yeah.
I have a flashback. Hey, guys, make sure I don't forget my goddamn fucking sword for this mission.
Finally.
You have a sword?
It's a rapier.
Why haven't you been bringing it this whole time?
I just found it. I left it in my room.
And I'm gonna bring a bazooka.
Hey, you used to have a nuclear cannon. I can have a sword.
Yes, and I used it out of spite.
Because I'm gonna get my ass kicked by some ghosts.
You pull out your rapier. Great. Squish, you are going to mind meld with Dee Dee and command her to go help Tawny? Right?
I was going to mind meld with, but now that that's done, I think I'm going to tell Dee Dee to attack the captain. Or not the captain, the harp.
Oh, different captain.
Yes,
okay.
The real captain.
I am the real captain. This guy's a fucking phony.
You're a phony.
Yeah, I am, but I'm the best phony, you know.
Okay, go ahead and command her.
Oh, I don't have any in command.
Oh, I don't think we have you command.
It doesn't matter. I failed either way. I don't think there's anything else I could have done.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say it's not the command of Dee Dee that fails. Dee Dee hears you and she's like, yes, absolutely. But then she goes to like attack the captain and he just turns and glares at her. And like as soon as she jumps, he just kind of stiff arms her and just grabs her and just tosses her to the side. You hear this as she like lands onto the floor, the balcony ground. Oh. Not she doesn't land to the ground. She lands on the balcony, like on the stone balcony.
Do I have a rage? I don't think so.
Do you? I don't think you have a rage.
I don't think you could turn into the Hulk.
I would if I could.
Yeah, so would I.
Okay, Chuckles, Patches, next steps. Either of you.
Actually, I do in my notes.
Chuckles,
here.
You grabbed the lightning hook. You're able to
plus Raper.
So I just found it, just like glancing off to the side. Oh geez. What do you think, Chuckles?
Well, you know, so you're on. Okay.
I have an idea. You're not gonna like it, though.
Is it gonna? Is it? Wait. We're okay. So we're within earshot of each other. Obviously, you know. I'm just looking at where we are on the map. We're probably about 10 feet apart, maybe 15. And you're yelling at me. Well, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. I don't have a rapier. I don't have a gun.
Don't we have a walkie-talkie?
Well, yes, but we're also pretty close to each other.
Yes, you are within earshot of each other.
Can the red captain hear us?
Also, yes.
Oh, well, then I'm gonna maneuver to get closer to Chuckles so that he can't hear me, because I'm a very private individual and I don't like being less over.
Okay, so Patches, you do another barrel roll. I'm barrel rolling across the balcony.
Across the whole fucking thing. Do a barrel roll.
You get to Chuckles.
Yeah.
Now what are you whispering in Chuckles' ear that we can't hear?
Chuckles, what? I have a plan.
Did you just roll over here just to whisper into my ear?
I have a plan.
Is it going to be something that I like?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm going to let out Hotman.
No, don't let out Hotman.
I'm going to tell him to let the
He's almost cured.
I'm going to tell him to let the harp on fire and see how he does.
Let Hotman out.
You can't hear us. He's whispering.
You just screamed Hotman.
No, you can't say that. You can't nullify my secretive barrels just by.
I did yell. I did yell Hotman.
Yeah.
We agreed we were gonna support him on his path to recovery from addiction to fire.
Right, he's a fire demon. I think we need to let him have his he needs to be himself.
And if he was a crackhead, would we just keep giving him crack?
If he was a entity made out of crack, then yes. But he's not. He's an entity made out of fire, and he needs to light fire.
If it might save the world, yes.
And I just want him to blow up one thing, and maybe it might blow up the whole tower. Maybe it might blow up this whole fucking island of Tetros. I don't really know. But if I tell him, blow up that harp, I'm interested to see what he does.
Fine. I'm no one, but I don't want any part of this, and I'm going to turn around and cross my arms again. You do what you want with Hotman. But he's your problem now, and he's not sleeping on my couch. I can tell you that.
I don't know why you're so mad. He's my problem to begin with. He's my Pokemon, and I'm going to release him how I see fit.
Yes, but your problems are my problems, too. It's a pretty small ship if we ever get to it.
We'll get to it. It will get to it. And guess what? I bet you it won't be on fire.
You can't promise that.
I'm not anymore. Hotman! And then I summon Hotman.
Do you have to do a dance for Hotman?
Oh, yeah, the fusion dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see it.
I do the fusion dance. Fusion. Ha!
You open up the bottle, and Hotman, as always, just comes out. He is like... Hotman's hard to see. He's a demon made out of fire. He is smoke. He is hot. But he looks like he's got the sweats. Like, he hasn't been doing this for a while. He's got a lot of pent-up Hotman rage. And he's like, oh, finally! Are you going to... What are you doing, Patches, to tell Hotman that he needs to blow stuff up?
Hotman, you see that piece of wood by on the back of that red captain? How would you like to turn that into fire?
If you want.
Okay.
You don't have to. No pressure.
Well, you're not here right now. You turn around and you are across your legs. You can't dictate how I raise my Hotman.
He's my Hotman too.
No. I am a single father figure for this fire demon.
Oh, he's your fire demon now.
Wow. He always has been.
Okay. Roll your command or your attune, whichever you prefer, to try to convince Hotman that this is what you want. This is your will.
All right, hold on a second. I don't remember what I'm good at.
I don't remember what I'm good at.
Command. I'm going to command him.
Awesome. So you command Hotman to go burn the staff. So he turns around.
Sorry, go ahead. I keep it.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say for an amateur ghost pirate, I got two ghosts on the field doing two separate things to destroy this harp. So I think I'm doing pretty good as far as covering my bases.
What do you have Neelix doing?
He's going to steal the harp if he can get a chance. He's hiding for the perfect moment. Hiding. For the perfect moment when I say the secret signal.
Okay. I'll give you a 2 for that one. Hotman starts just flipping fireballs over at the captain. Now, something you have neglected to remember, Patches, is that the captain is also a ghost pirate.
Oh, no.
But not a demon pirate.
But not a demon pyre. And this is not his demon. This is your demon. So as these flames are coming, suddenly the harp itself doesn't catch on fire. But the captain is now busy kind of trying to fend off these fireballs that are just coming at him. Cause Hotman is just like tossing them. Like it's like a basketball or baseball cage, you know, just boo, 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 boo. And he's like, yeah, exactly. Doing his best to kind of like fend off with one arm while he protects the harp with the other. So he's going to be slightly engaged with Hotman now and not be progressing forward. So you have him distracted.
Oh, nice. He's distracted. That's where Chuckles comes in.
Chuckles, yes.
Yeah, that's where he comes
with
in.
With your distractions.
Yes, I'm going to pants him.
Okay. So for all the other pranks that we've pulled, we've done a finesse, right? Or is it a wreck?
It depends how vigorously I'm pulling his pants down.
Okay, I'll let you pick. How
vigorously?
All right, you run and you just like, I'm imagining he just like kind of like runs and like belly,
yeah,
like almost like lands on his stomach to do this.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, wreck it. Wreck his pants.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
In a very embarrassing moment, his pants are suddenly, the captain's pants are suddenly down at his ankles.
Right.
Like all comic book villains, he has like red, white boxers with like red little hearts on them.
Of course he does. Because he's a pants.
It's very embarrassing.
It's a cliche.
Now he's even more encumbered. He's like stumbling around while he's trying to stop Hotman from burning his harp. Squish, the demon or the ghost that was attacking Patches is now refocused its efforts back on you. But you do have some time before he approaches.
I think I'm just going to shoot the captain.
What?
Oh. Sure.
Yeah.
Go for hunt.
Do I get a +1 for him being distracted?
Because he's the big boss, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, because you needed all those plus ones when he fought Baz. You rolled like six dice.
That's four.
You send a shot towards him. It definitely causes him to like duck. I'm gonna say it doesn't quite hit him, but he is like very off kilter at this point. I did give you another one on his clock, just so we're all clear. But yeah, you definitely have him on edge. He like looks around at his surroundings, the captain, and you kind of see him doing an assessment like, what the fuck? How did this go poorly so bad? I have my pants down and I'm being attacked by fireballs while these three fucking Goombas are just mucking about. He starts chanting in some language, just like, Hobber. And as he does so, these three demons ghosts who had some sort of distinguished form, just become these like large and just muscular sort of sailors. Just like they kind of grow and turn into just these monstrous beings. They don't even look human anymore. These were humans at one point.
They look like Popeye.
Can Connie fucking do something?
Connie?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, Tawny's a baby.
Tawny. Can it's you true. Help you out can... over here? You're just standing over there.
It's safer over here.
He's
You're
right.
A big, strong man. Do something.
Well, he dislocated arm or something, doesn't he? Isn't his arm in his sling?
He did break his arm.
But that was a long time ago.
He broke his arm last season.
Yeah, he's healed by now.
He did break his arm. He is. The demons all like reconfigure. So the demon that had been stumbled, that you had shot, the demon that once had Tawny but then got loose, the demon that was currently fighting you. Yes, they've all turned into these like monstrous, no longer human looking ghosts. And they have refocused back onto you. So they're all going to start kind of reattacking you. Chuckles, Patches. Any suggestions?
Juggles, you have a plan?
No, my plan was to embarrass the captain and get him off kilter, which I did.
How distracted is he?
The captain?
Yeah.
Quite.
All right. Then I'm going to make my signal.
Okay.
Which is, oh God, what is a good signal? I didn't think this far. I whip up my hat and throw it in the air and go, hey-ho, Neelix, it's time.
Doesn't the captain know Neelix?
I mean, Neela. Whoops.
When you say his name, Neelix appears, and he's appearing in his traditional butler outfit.
Of course.
And he appears before the captain, and the captain looks at him and his jaw just drops, just like as realization comes over his face. He's like, you stole Neelix.
You weren't using it for anything purposes. Sorry, go ahead.
You stole him. You stole my own butler. You stole my own cabin boy.
You stole him too. Do you own anything?
I own a butler named Neelix.
The captain is absolutely just like enraged at this point. He still, while holding the harp, goes, he picks up his pants, kind of pulls them up around his waist, and he gets that kind of glow in his eyes like he did back on Last Resort, the island, or whatever we called it, the island that you were at earlier, you know, when he went all demony. He starts to like just get enraged, and you could feel the sort of heat coming off of him, and he growls. He's like, and he starts walking towards you, Patches.
Good. I'm glad I have my rapier out, and I'm glad I've peed my pants.
Okay. Chuckles, the captain is now focused on Patches. One of the other ghosts, the one closest to you, here up here, the one that was holding Tawny, He has begun to engage you. As this demon comes first, you kind of feel this, like, you've dealt with ghosts before in the past. You've seen them. They're all over Duskival. And you get this, like, cold feeling kind of come over you, this clammy, just, like, heightened sense of fear as he approaches.
Yeah.
I told you guys this was a bad idea to have Neelix out. He'd get pissed. This is out of character.
It was your idea.
He just meant earlier. Right. Then I am going to judo chop him. It's my new power that I've learned.
I love it.
I am kind of scared. Am I too scared to judo chop him?
I'm scared for you.
No, I think you are so used to nut punching that the judo chop is just this evolution
right.
of what you've learned, your instincts. It's kind of like, you know, you've taken your power for evil into good. It's now like, you know. Go ahead and wreck this guy.
Chop him.
Chop him.
Wreck.
You do a good chop on this ghost. Unfortunately, he is a ghost, so it kind of like it mostly just kind of goes through him for a second. He looks like he's decapitated, but then your hand just goes through the rest of his neck. He does stumble back slightly. Squish, the ghost that was directly in front of you, same thing, comes to engage you. You are afraid of ghosts, as you have established. You do feel this kind of like, like your stomach just kind of like tightens and twists, and you're just like, ugh, and you know, hair on the back of your neck stands up. I don't know if demons have hair, but that's neither here nor
this
there.
This one does.
This one does.
Part demons might.
He's full of hair.
Part demons.
He's mostly hair.
Full of hair.
It's half, hair boy. Half Yeti, half demon.
Half Magaroni.
Not canon.
But yeah, same thing. He's going to kind of engage with you. You see him pull back like a fist, like he's just about to punch you in the jaw.
Oh, I'm gonna vomit on him.
Okay,
out of fear.
That's new.
Out of fear. Okay.
That's a choice.
That is a choice.
Normally, when you vomit, it's not a choice.
Is that your defense?
But...
Is that going to be your defense?
Yes.
Your actual action. What do we roll for vomit?
Question. Let me take a look at the actions here. I would say skirmish. Skirmish kind of comes off like vomit. I don't think you could associate the word finesse with vomit. All right.
No.
Maybe wreck. Maybe wreck. I don't know. That might be cheating.
Was he? Is Andy particularly good at wreck? Probably. Yeah.
No.
Is he good at vomiting?
He's going to blow out all the blood vessels on his face.
Also, no. My wreck are both zero.
Okay. I mean, I guess it doesn't even
matter. Just roll zero.
Roll zero.
I still
surprisingly.
Yeah.
You just immediately just like bend over, hands on your hips, bleh, you know.
Oh, no, I'm right kicking on him.
Yeah. And he's, projectile vomiting. Kind of like the reverse of what a ghost would do to you if you think of The Exorcist.
Yeah, I did it to him first.
The ghost backs up, just like utterly disgusted. Just like, so grossed by what you've done.
I start to instinctively apologize. Because every time I vomit on someone, it's the first words out of my mouth are sorry.
Oh, no.
How many times have you vomited on someone?
Yeah, at least once.
All right, Patches. The captain has pulled out his own rapier, and you're now engaged in a sword fight.
Oh, rapist fight.
You can roll. You're going to do two rolls. You're going to roll your resistance. You're going to roll your prowess again to see how well you avoid being hit by him.
All right. Oh, I do like a backflip. Sorry, you tell me what I do.
No, I mean, do you want to do a backflip?
Like a backflip barrel roll.
You perform what is probably the best backflip you have ever and will do in your life. It's just a moment of pure like instinct where you just bloop, backflip. And then backflip. You're going to roll. The captain is kind of impressed, but you're also going to roll your own finesse to see how much damage you can do to this captain.
Oh, no, I'm not good at finesse.
The good news is you've done a backflip better than you ever will in the rest of your life. The bad news is it's not very long.
Yeah.
You've done the best backflip you could ever do in an RPG.
And your life is not long for this world.
Well.
Yeah. All right. When you rolled finesse successfully, tell me how you fight the captain.
All right. So I did my perfect backflip, and he is just off kilter. And so I jump towards him, and I do a quick, like, you know, one of those quick little slashes like you see in the game, you know, where I can. And I cut him. I cut him. You can come up with how I cut him, because you're the game master.
You cut him?
Yeah,
cut like him. Physically
or
hurt
the
him.
Harp.
Oh,
well, they're not that close to the harp, though, are they?
Yeah, is the harp still attached to his back?
The harp is carried by a strap.
Can I cut the harp? Can I cut the strap?
Sure. You rolled a six.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
So you want to cut the strap?
I cut the strap.
You cut the strap, and right as you do, that you see the harp start to fall from his body, and all of a sudden Neelix is there, and he just grabs the harp, like, you know, it's about to fall. He grabs it, and he goes, he lifts it up, and he goes, I've got it, sir! I've got it!
Toss it off the tower.
Run, Neelix!
Now he's got the football. It's almost like he's got the football. He doesn't know what to do. He's just like Patches. Same thing. A ghost has
Patches.
Sorry, Chuckles. All for Chuckles. You judo chopped this ghost. Didn't go super hot.
Oh, that's right. I judo chopped right through him.
Yes, he is. He's taken up your judo chop. He like lifts up his own arm and he's like,
"Oh no, I taught him how to judo chop."
Oh no!
And he goes to judo chop, chop you. You can go ahead and roll your prowess to resist that particular attack.
I taught him how to judo chop. You taught a ghost how to judo chop. Oh my god! Only in this game.
Oh my god.
Suffer five stress.
How is that a success?
I don't understand how that worked. But go ahead and take the five stress. And then his hand just passes straight through you. You just feel, it's like a cold, icy chill. You just feel right through your body. And this freaks you out.
Yeah.
But you stand still. You're like, oh my god. Like, you've been chopped, but then you're like,
I'm okay. My internal organs have been chopped.
You do one of these, like, you know, like.
Oh, my spleen.
I'm alive. All right. How do you want to respond to this judo chop?
You are soft.
I'm very soft.
You are soft.
I get to run away again.
Okay.
But I don't know where to. I guess over back by the speakers, and I want to tinker on them a little bit.
I'm just going to have you, like, you can just run to the speaker. Are you running to the one that blows up or the one
the one that blows
blow up. Okay.
I've rethought my position and decided I would like to rig it to blow intentionally.
Yeah, okay. Do we want to take a quick break?
Okay. Are you mocking me?
Yes.
Wow. It's not very nice. After all I've done, after all I've done for you.
Like.
Or about to do for you.
I hope it's throw that speaker at the captain.
I'm not going to be able to throw this speaker at the captain. It's gigantic.
Is it? Have we established that?
Yeah, it's big.
It's like a pretty large speaker, but okay. You probably could pick it up. Speakers aren't. Are speakers heavy? I thought it was the amp that was heavy.
Well, it's also an amp.
Well, yeah, no picking it up then. You probably had to have two ghost pirates pick them up and carry them the entire way.
I know here. He didn't carry it himself. He's always making us do his dirty work for him.
Yes, Chuckles, as you grumble.
Did you call me Jungles?
Jungles. As you're fiddling and tinkering with this speaker, you're mumbling under his breath, "This will show him, make me carry his shit all the damn time."
Right.
All right, roll your tinker.
Roll for grumble.
Roll for grumbles. All right. What did you want this to do when you tinkered
it? I want it to become explosive. I want to be able to blow it up on command. That's what I would like to happen.
Okay. I'm going to say that since it's a partial success, you do rig it so it will explode on your command. It will also explode if it is bumped into. You've basically turned it into nitroglycerin.
Okay. How am I going to blow it up? Through, like, my radio? I thought I used this at one point. We made the radio blow up something. Was it the masks?
It was the gas masks.
Okay. It was the gas masks. So you use the same technology to blow up the speaker on your command, or if it should be bumped into. Let's see.
Yeah, you never know when I'd want one of my inventions to actually blow up. So they're all made with the ability to blow up.
Quish, have you finished vomiting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to shoot that ghost. Shoot him so hard. All right.
So you're just sitting there. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Boom.
He immediately, the ghost just dissolves, disappears. He has been taken out of the playing field.
All right, that's one, boys.
So there's still one hovering kind of over through Dee Dee and one by Tawny. Tawny is like crawled up in the corner, unable to move. Dee Dee knocked herself out when she was thrown to the ground. So she is also not moving. Patches, you are in a sword fight, a rapier fight with the captain.
Yeah, he's really angry. He's pissed off.
Yes. Yes, and so his swings are getting heavy and wild. What's your next step? You've seen Neelix catch the harp.
Yeah. I'm going to keep trying to distract him. I imagine my swordplay is very out of practice, but I keep managing to, like, dodge, like, block his attacks. Like, I'm clearly on the defensive, but I'm also continuously blocking his attacks. I want to try to strike at him.
Okay.
Right. So is that still finesse?
Yeah, I mean it's a rapier. You have to have some level of, it's not just like punching this guy. You have to have some level of finesse.
Can I punch him?
If you want to do that, it'd be skirmish.
I'm gonna punch him.
Okay, roll your skirmish.
Oh. I missed.
tell me how you go in to punch him.
So, like, yeah, exactly like this scene. He's got the sword on my sword, and we're holding the swords in air. Like, I'm holding him as he's, like, laying down upon me with his blade. And then I try to go to, I swing, and I manage to get his sword off me. But, yeah, he definitely dodges my swing.
He not only dodges your swing, he comes back up and just socks you right in the stomach.
Oh, oh no, another vomit.
Yeah, I'm going to have you take level one harm, uncontrollable vomit. So that's going to be on your sheet, Brandon, that harm, next level one. Yep. Okay.
Level one. Level one harm.
Vomit.
Vomit.
It's been a real pukey episode.
I haven't puked yet.
And we all are thankful for that. Yeah, so he catches you and he goes, ha! You haven't known how long I've been wanting to do that. You're a terrible pirate. You're an awful... You shouldn't even be calling yourself captain, let alone a pirate. What, you steal my ghost and you call yourself a ghost captain? A ghost pirate for stealing my ghost?
Well, you forgot about one more thing. I also am a ghost captain of a fire demon. And where's Hotman been? I'm just going to hopefully... Hotman's been just kind of...
Yeah, so Hotman's been like tossing fireballs. He's having a great time. This is a stone balcony, a stone tower.
Unburnable.
So the good news is things have not yet burned. But at the sound of his name, he turns and he goes, Hotman! And he kind of
says his own name like a Pokemon.
Yeah, Hotman! Chuckles, you have rigged this speaker to blow.
Yeah.
You see these two, you see the captain, he's engaged with Patches. Mm-hmm. Squish has made himself free. You kind of lay out the land. What is your next step?
Well, I'm free of it. I feel like, I'm just going to blow it up.
You're just going to set it to blow?
Yeah, just, hey, Squish, are you done vomiting over there?
You feel like blowing up?
For now.
I did a thing. The speakers are explodable.
Okay.
You might want to let Patches know. I had to rig my radio, so I'm not going to be able to radio Patches, but you might want to let him know.
What? Who's out of character, I want to know. If I radio, does that set it off?
No.
Okay, good.
I hope.
That's a good question to ask.
It is. I take my radio out. I go, hey, Patches.
Don't use your radio.
Why? I can use mine.
Oh, it's only Tiger?
Yeah, it's only mine. Mine is it's wired to the speaker. Or not wired, connected.
I imagine I'm very distracted by this very epic sword fight with lightning in the background.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to answer?
I mean, should we roll for
just
that
tell him to, just tell him to cover his face.
Say that, like, you can hear from your pocket... You can hear kind of their conversation because Squish has like the button pulled down, held down. So it's kind of like you're getting a butt call, you know, dial, where you can just hear him go, I've rigged it to explode. Are you done vomiting?
I imagine that's all I heard is I rigged it to explode. Are you done vomiting? And I'm like, oh God, I don't know what that means, but I hope it's good.
Squish, so you've had this conversation with Chuckles, your next steps?
I think I'm going to go, because I'm pretty reckless right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a reckless night.
And although I don't have any wreck, I'm going to try to tackle the captain, not Patches, to buy captain some time Patches. For Patches to run away.
I'm not running away.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, roll your wreck.
Oh, yeah, let's see what happens here first. Failure.
You go to like tackle him, and he just steps aside.
And your head, goes into the speaker and explodes, and you die.
I mean, if I got like two ones, I would accept that.
Oh.
But in doing so, I'm going to have you take a stress for that, and you're going to land up on the floor next to Dee Dee.
Oh, I'm going to wake her up.
Hi, Dee Dee. How you doing today? Hey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, sunshine.
Sleepy monkey.
It's time to get up.
Good morning.
He kind of like blinks like, like maybe she has been sleeping this whole time, and then like she turns and she sees you, and she's a little, you can feel like she's very happy through your bond, you know, she gives you lots of love, but then she sees the captain and she's just like,
yeah, I don't know, bud.
As if to say, you couldn't have bothered to kill the captain while I was sleeping.
If you want to give that a go, go for it. I can't stop you.
I'm just going to lay here.
I can, but I'm not going to.
Patches, you're still standing and grappling with the captain, although he did just punch you real good in the stomach.
Yeah. What's Hotman doing? He's just still lighting fires, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say he was coming, though? Help me out? Because I could really use it.
He didn't hear you say his name. Yeah. If you want to have him do something, like command him or tune him to do something.
I want to command him to light the captain's pants on fire. Because you know I got a good command. Oh, partial success.
Only his socks are on fire.
I singed his balls.
Yeah, sure. You tell him, you know, light his pants on fire.
The inside of his pants, not the outside.
No, and it's just the very, like, Hammond's like, yeah, and he throws the fireball, and it very briefly, like, singes the captain's pants, and he is pulled away from his direct fight from you, but it doesn't really cause any issues because, you know, it's just his pants. They already dropped.
But I'm going to count it as a victory. I'm like, how you like that, ghost captain? How you like that now? Your pants are on fire.
The captain sees this, and you can feel him break. Where he's like, he looks around and he sees Hotman throwing his fireballs. Squish and Dee Dee are on the ground. You're recovering from a gut punch. And he sees Chuckles
in the corner,
standing over by this, in the corner, standing by the Seeker. And something in his brain just breaks where he's just like, I'm done. And he storms forward towards the two speakers, towards you specifically, Chuckles. And he's like, I hope you finished my speakers, because I'm really just having, I'm just done at this point. I'm not going to keep putting up with this anymore.
Well, you quit?
And, I don't need to engage in this personally any further. I think I physically have had enough, and I'm just going to get this over with. And he sees you standing by the two speakers. Now, obviously, there's got to be some sort of jack that he puts into the harp to connect up these speakers, mm-hmm. And he reaches for it.
I thought the
Neelix has the harp, though.
Neelix has the harp.
Oh, shit, you're right. Neelix does have the harp. So he's going to actually come towards you anyway, Chuckles. Where did you have Neelix go, Patches?
I didn't really tell him where to go. I was kind of panicking, and I think he's just trying to run and hide somewhere up here. Like, I didn't tell him to go away. I didn't really tell him to escape with the harp. I didn't really give him any really clear expressions, any clear instructions other than, when I give you a signal, you take the harp and you run. And
okay,
he's probably just hiding on the up here somewhere.
Okay, so while he's hiding up there, the captain is still going to see you, Chuckles, messing with the speakers, and he kind of just starts walking straight towards you, and he's like, I'm done. I'm done with this. No more. I've had enough.
Excellent choice, sir.
He reaches you, Chuckles, and he's going to reach for you to kind of, like, grab you by your scruff and toss you, just, like, chuck you further back. Towards the mess. Is there anything you want to do to resist that? You're easy to pick up and throw.
That's in character.
Oh, yeah.
That's Squish cracking up from the other side of
right,
the
right.
Laying on as Squish is laughing on it as he's flailing on his back.
And vomit just caked on his face. No, I'm not gonna resist it. I mean I
he just picks you up and he's gonna toss you with Squish and Dee. He's gonna check the speakers over. Now he doesn't know that you have he's gonna toss you. I'm gonna have you roll a resistance roll to see how damaged you get from this. That's gonna be your prowess. Suffer two stress. Let's have you take two stress. And then as you go through the air, you're going to land next to Squish and Dee Dee on the ground.
What's up, bud? Welcome to the party.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Well, hey, at least you're the one of us that didn't vomit.
That's good.
That's a step up.
The captain's going to look over these speakers. He saw you standing by them. He has suspected that you have done something, but they look exactly the same as when you first made these, because again, you did originally rig them to explode. So he sees that the speakers are okay. He turns, he clocks where Neelix is on the other side of the balcony, and he starts like power strolling towards him, power stomping towards him. Chuckles.
Blow the speakers, Chuckles.
He's not close to the speakers. I'm going to wait till he gets the harp, and then he goes over by the speakers, and I'll blow it then.
Yeah. Patches, you're the only one stopping him from reaching Neelix.
I'm going to unleash one of my abilities that I don't ever get to use.
Nice.
Tempest.
You have abilities?
Okay. Yeah, I have one ability. I have several abilities. I have my fingers in many sinister stews. This Tempest is I can push myself to do one of the following. Either unleash a stroke of lightning as a weapon, summon a storm in your immediate vicinity, roaring winds, torrential rain. So I'm going to unleash like roaring winds on him.
Okay.
How do I roll that?
I'm going to say it's your attune since it's a ghost ability.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty good.
Increased effect.
Yeah, I like just start standing up and I start like unleashing tempest winds out of nowhere.
Now he's in a squall.
Yeah, so like in the most amazing thing you've probably ever done, the only magical, truly magical thing you've ever done, this blast of wind just straight, is it from your fingertips?
Yeah, it's from my fingertips. Like I'm like a Mickey Mouse from that Sorcerer's cartoon, like where it's like a...
You blast him right in the face, and he's just like hit with this gust of wind. He's going to stumble backwards, back towards the speaker. And it's difficult for him to walk. And you guys are also, Chuckles and Squish, you are also feeling the effects of this wind. Not to the same degree, but you physically can feel this as well. This huge just torrent of wind. And the captain's like reaching, trying to step forward. But it's like, you know, somebody walking in a hurricane where they just can't, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to blow him up.
All right. Roll your wreck. Do you press a button or?
Oh yeah, it's a button on my radio, and I close my eyes and I push the button. And
there's explosions. A huge explosion. Just you hear this kind of like twang and pop of just all of this electrical that just fireballs, explodes.
Whoa.
And it hits, and there's just kind of like, you know, the stereotype. There's a mushroom cloud for a moment, as if with all of your explosions.
Yeah, it's kind of my trademark.
Your signature mushroom cloud. When the dust clears and the wind stops blowing, the captain is laying on the ground, unable to move. The ghosts that were previously... stopping Tawny and everyone else from kind of, you know, engaging. They look at each other and then they just kind of fade away.
Can I run up and grab the harp?
From Neelix? What?
Yeah, just steal it from Neelix so he can play and become evil.
No.
Yeah, go ahead and grab it. If you want, are you going to try and like just grab it from him?
I just want to grab it, yeah.
All right. Roll your skirmish for that, because he's definitely going to, like, not want to give this to you. He was told to keep it.
All right. And I'm going to push myself. Okay. Well, shit.
He just holds it above his head, and, like, hey, you do one of those, like,
give me that.
Because he can fly.
Sir! The demon, sir!
Yes!
But. No, Patches is... He's calling to Patches.
I'm distracted because I'm walking up to the body or whatever. I'm walking up to the Captain Fitzclyde.
And you're going to poke him with, like, your raper.
Well, I'm kind of shocked that he's actually on the ground, like, maybe dead. I'm going to try and investigate and make sure he is dead.
Throw your study. Or survey. Whichever. He is not dead. He is out, though.
Can I search his pockets?
Yeah, go ahead.
What does that roll?
Study, survey.
What's he got?
You find some odds and ends, like a dirty handkerchief,
a ukulele.
Some like ukulele strings, some coins. Nothing really super exciting.
Condoms.
You know.
I pocket everything.
These were his war pants. He didn't really pack a lot into them.
War pants. Slightly singed war pants.
Hey man, were wearing sea pants the other day.
Chuckles, your explosion went off well. You get up off of the ground.
Wow. What an explosion. One of my finest explosions, I'd say. I dust myself off.
Is your hat still on your head, or do you have to find it?
No, but it is. It is. I have to, you know, punch my hand through it to make it pop back out. You know, like they always do in old cartoons. And then I put it back on my head. And I then clap my hands and just look around. I'm self-satisfied. With my explosion, I'm looking around for some affirmation.
Job well done.
Yep.
Another
job well done. Another explosion.
Patches?
I'm not really sure what to do. Neelix, where's he at? Is he still floating above?
Yeah, Neelix is just above, like, hovering squishes.
I'm just going to tell Neelix that I want to throw the harp over the edge of the tower.
Or need to destroy that thing. Neelix, throw the tharp over the tower.
Wait, no. Don't do that. Yes. We have to deliver this harp to the that dead robid figure.
No, that was just Neelix.
Yeah, I just want Neelix.
Oh.
Right,
but we should probably give it back to my girlfriend. My fiance, as it were.
Nope. Let's throw it over.
Okay, I've already given it. I'm gonna roll command. Let's destroy it.
Throw your command. I guess Neelix is gonna look at the harp and he's like, this is one of the most powerful tools you could possess, sir. You want me just to throw it over the edge?
Well, if it falls and breaks, then it won't be the most powerful weapon in the world anymore.
But if it doesn't break and some other demon gets it, then we'll be slaves.
The young lad has a very good point, sir. I will throw it if that's what you command of me, but I urge you to think about this course of action. Just
throw it on the ground as hard as you can. How about that? Throw that.
I remember hearing it was pretty brittle.
Just throw it right beneath you on the tower floor. We'll see if it breaks. Bridget, roll if it breaks.
Okay.
Roll for break.
Roll for break. One or two, Brandon?
Two.
It does not break.
Fuck. Well.
All right, I pick it up and throw it over the edge.
That was that. I could have done that.
Yeah, well, Tiger suggested it
was a bad idea. What if another demon gets it? We're on Tikaros.
No, he just did it. That's fine.
I did it.
When I do it, I get yelled at.
I mean, I can't stop. I already said, let's not do that. But
the harp disappears over the edge. The three of you kind of gather around the edge, waiting and waiting and waiting to hear some sort of smash.
Lands into the captain's hands, who's down at the bottom. And we just defeated a decoy captain.
You did defeat a decoy captain. You're unable to hear whether or not it crashes. You do just see it kind of fall out of your reach onto the ground.
I'm sure that'll be okay. I'm sure we'll never
hear about it. I'm sure that won't have any repercussions for season.
I'm sure we'll never see that fucking harp again.
I won't.
I mean, that was my first plan, was just throwing it, but I guess.
Well, that was my last plan.
Tawny and rejoins your group. Tawny, yes, who is hiding in the corner. And he's like, oh, well, thank God that's over, right?
What's Hotman doing?
You are getting a bad yearly review. Bad intern.
The internship's not going so well.
No,
huh?
You hid there.
Yeah.
You sat there and hid.
And then you made us feel bad that we weren't helping you. And then we helped you, and you didn't help us.
Do you need some healing? I saw someone you puked.
Yeah, well,
I'm fine.
Yeah, the puke is out of the squish. Can't put that puke back in the squish.
From the ground, you just hear this.
Dee Dee.
It's the captain moaning.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, sick the dead captain.
She goes over to him and just monkey
punches his back.
Monkey punches him. The captain kind of goes. Patches.
Yar?
Patches, my boy. Come here.
Yeah, I should let you know that this is probably an official mutiny right now. It's going pretty well, so I'm going to call it a mutiny. I think we're doing pretty good here, Captain. What do you think? You know, you're on the ground. I'm up here. How you doing?
Stop talking for 5 minutes.
That's what I've been trying.
Good luck.
Actually, I might like this captain.
Die.
Let's give him a third try.
Yeah. Die.
I did explode, and you did. I thought Brandon was going to say something meaningful.
He's just sneezing.
Look, I don't really want to do this, but since I'm dying, the kahuna, you can have her.
What? Wow. Remember how I told you that earlier this was going to be probably a successful mutiny? So far, it's going really well.
I mean, we were going to take it anyway, probably.
Well,
can they hear us?
Well,
can Juckles and Squish hear?
Yes, they can hear you. Yes.
Sure, or am I just in a peanut gallery in the back and just saying to myself?
Yeah, like...
Well, they're going to take it anyway.
Chuckles. Yeah. Chuckles. Chuckles.
What? Should I approach you?
Come closer.
Uh-oh.
Yes, approach.
Okay, I walk very uneasily, but I do walk up to him.
He kind of tries to grab your hand to hold it. And he goes, listen, you were one of the best cabin boys I've ever had.
Hey.
Thanks.
I want to give you something. My ukulele, it's yours.
Well, thank you. I almost feel bad for blowing you up. Unfortunately, I already did that.
And Squish, come closer.
I walk over very hesitantly.
Squish.
Yes.
Did you vomit on yourself?
No, I vomited on a ghost.
Squish, that's disgusting. I'm so impressed.
It really was. Yeah, it's not my finest moment.
Listen, I know things were uneven between all of us, and sometimes we were friends and sometimes we were enemies, but we were always one crew.
I tried to join you. and you kicked me off the boat anyway.
I am not a nice man. Not in life and not in death.
Oh, you could have told us that earlier.
I've been telling you that for the entire time we've known him.
We have trust issues.
Listen, I'm dying. Just let me have this. Jesus Christ. For 1 minute, just be a respectful crew. I don't want to die. And as he says that,
other two got stuff and I didn't.
He dies.
What about all the lessons he gave you?
Like that baked the lesson. What about the friends you made along the way?
The one just died.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's ghosts in these worlds. Don't they collect bodies?
Well, these are just, I just brought these back for fun. It doesn't really actually mean anything.
Okay, cute.
It means he's dead.
So, yes, the captain dies in front of you.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what he said?
I'm captain of the ship now, boys! Co-captains, hey!
And I start doing like a little dance around the body.
That's...
I see you do it. I understand why you're doing it. I'm still a little uncomfortable. watch how joyous you are dancing around this not even cold cadaver.
I see what you're doing. And I understand, but I'm still uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, my God.
So as the sun sets, you guys make your way down the castle, through the village.
Can we stop?
Is Neelix and Hotman with us?
What?
Neelix and Hotman?
Yeah.
Can we walk by to see where the harp probably landed?
Yeah, you go to the front of the castle where the harp should have landed. The harp is missing.
Are pieces of the harp missing?
There's no... Yeah, like it's gone. There's nothing there. There's no smashed remains. There's nothing.
Oh, right.
Well, I may have donked that up, boys.
Yeah, you really donked that.
I guess Tiger is like, what if it goes missing? It'll be fine.
Yes, and you, sorry, hold on. You board the bow, you board the kahuna. The kahuna is now yours. Neelix stands beside you, patches, and he goes, now, where to, sir, as captain of the ship?
Co-captain.
Squish? Juggles?
This is quite unorthodox.
You know. It is. I'm trying something new. I think it's going to be revolutionary. I think it's going to change the world.
It's going to change the ship, that's for sure.
All great countries should have three rulers. All great. That's why we have three popes.
I never really thought about why we have three popes.
Where would you gentlemen like to go?
Don't you have to deliver Neelix?
I was making sure I was listening to you guys' needs, and I'm trying to be cool here.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm just gonna lay down for a little while.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm gonna set sail towards Lockport.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Just let me sleep. Just let me lay down.
I didn't have to fucking argue that one too hard, did I?
I'll argue when I wake up.
We'll argue when we're there.
Patches,
already.
You're at the helm.
I'm at the helm.
Patches, you're at the helm. And you set your sails out for Lockport. It's going to be a little bit of a journey. The three of you are watching Tijeros kind of fade in the background. And then you hear behind you the heavy footsteps, heavy boots. Somebody walking down the stairs. And as you turn, there is the ghostly vision of Captain Fitzclyde.
Oh, no. Now he's a ghost?
Quick, get a bottle to put him in.
I don't have a spare bottle.
Just any bottle will do.
And that's why you always have a spare bottle, boys. You never know when you'll need to catch a ghost. And he, from his ghostly flat, like, pulls out a ghostly flask and just downs it in one big swig. Patches just like gets three quarters of the way up the stairs and he's like, guys, that lemonade hit me hard.
He's gotta run back down the stairs.
Was there a bathroom down there?
Just go off the side of the tower. You don't need to go all the way back down. You're probably gonna drink more lemonade.
It's gonna be a never ending circle.
This is why you don't drink the lemonade before you fight.
Drink it after?
I don't know. Whenever. I'm drinking kind of like lemonade. Margaritas.
That's a type of lemonade.
Right? Isn't it? It's like a alcoholic limeade.
Yeah, it's Mexican lemonade.
Limonade.